Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The 1969 murder of a Harvard University graduate student in her Cambridge apartment went unsolved for almost 50 years, but now it's case closed. Today, the Middlesex County DA announced authorities have identified Jane Britton's killer as a result of a new round of DNA testing. Authorities say the man who killed Britton was a serial rapist, and they believe he was responsible for two other murders. Authorities took a new look at the case after they received public records requests to release the case file. One of those requests came from Michael Widmer. He is the former president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Back in 1969, though, Widmer was a reporter for United Press International in Boston, and he covered the Britton murder. Michael Widmer, thank you for speaking with us. I can imagine it's a big day for you because you've been on this case for quite some time, even long after you ended your days as a reporter. What was your reaction, though, hearing that authorities had identified Jane Britton's killer?
Well, it is a very emotional day. It really brings it back. And there's a lot of sadness over her murder. Her parents passed away without knowing who did it, but at the same time, a deep sense of satisfaction that the case is solved after all these years. I didn't really ever think I'd see this day.
So you were a really fresh reporter at the time. This was a major case that you were covering. What do you remember about covering it? The murder happened right in Harvard Square. You were probably about the age, in fact, of the woman who was murdered, Jane Britton.
Exactly. I was in the second day of my job at United Press International in Boston. So to say I was a cub reporter is an understatement. I had just come from Harvard, completing my graduate studies there. I didn't know Jane, but there I am on day two, sent back right next to Harvard Square to cover a murder of somebody I could well have known, who was only slightly younger than me. So, frankly, it's been in the back of my mind or more all these years, wondering who did it, how come they couldn't solve it. So it has haunted me quite a bit. And when I retired 3 years ago, I made a pledge to myself to try to find out as much as I could about it, to try to get the records and see if there'd be any way that could spearhead an effort to solve it. And Marion Ryan and her staff in the DA's office have done a superb job.
Well, you say that, but I know this past January you wrote an opinion piece in the Globe that said the Middlesex District Attorney is stonewalling this cold case. What were you referring to there?
Well, I had filed several Freedom of Information requests and was rebuffed constantly, and I didn't see why at that point a 48-year-old case, and I thought publicity in the case might actually help solve it, as it has in some other notable cases. And they kept saying it was active. Marion Ryan said today that in the middle of 2017, when there was a major story on this in the Boston Globe, that following my requests, that they really had a heart-to-heart in the office, either to hand over the requests or make one last effort with DNA to solve it. I think it's fair to say, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, there are others, the Globe, Becky Cooper's writing a book on this, and she's been involved. But I think the publicity really forced Marion Ryan and her team to make a decision, and they took a chance with the DNA. It was their last sample.
Could you explain what happened with the DNA evidence this time around?
Well, I'm not an expert in this, but I think what they did is took their last sample and they got a match in the national database with the assailant, Michael Sumpter. But that is not conclusive, so then they have to get a relative of this individual, Michael Sumpter, a relative of his, in order to corroborate that actually the DNA that they found at the scene, and I don't know where they found it, matches. And then that did match, so they had conclusively the match, the proof that Michael Sumpter was the assailant that night.
That was through Ancestry.com, correct?
That's how they found the relative, yes.
Are you saying that for some of these cold cases, all it takes is new technology, and that's not reducing the new technology, certainly, but that and a lot of public pressure from people like you to finally get a case resolved, if it can be?
Well, there's no question that people outside pushing, whether it's family survivors or media or interested parties like myself, can be helpful, but there are thousands and thousands of cold cases, and most of them never get solved. So I think there's clearly a bit of luck here and randomness, but there's no question that in this case, the combination of the advanced technology and the public pressure made the difference. And to the credit of the DA, they picked it up and solved it.
Michael Widmer was a reporter who covered the Jane Britton murder in 1969 in Cambridge. He went on to lead the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. His inquiries into the Britton case helped lead authorities to take a new look at it. Michael Widmer, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.